was having a lovely chat with Lucy. Is it Tex? Can I get your surname right? Texera.
That's it. That's perfect. Go on, Michelle.
I've known you for years.
I know.
And then I suddenly thought, I've got to pronounce your surname.
If we want to go a bit exotic, it is actually pronounced Teixeira.
Teixeira.
Which I love.
And where's it from?
It's Portuguese.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So I love that pronunciation, yeah. But all my friends would laugh at me if I said that now.
get rid of those friends when you've got your celebrity friends, you don't need them. Now you're in the studio today. You are normally part of Two Shoes, and you're still doing Two Shoes. The lovely Charlie Bird.
Yes.
Good morning, Charlie.
Of course.
You're on the X Factor with Little Mix.
Yes,
which is now what, 5 years ago?
Yeah, actually, yeah, it's 5 years ago today.
So you were there with Simon Cowell. It would have been Gary Barlow.
So we had Gary Barlow, Talisa, Kelly Rowland from Destiny's Child, and Louis, of course.
Yes.
Louis's always there.
Leave him last.
Yeah.
Don't say no more. But you're in today. You've had that amazing experience being on national television, and you've been doing gigs and gigs and gigs since then. So it was really good for both of you to up your profile.
Oh yeah, an amazing experience. And we did things that, you know, you could only dream of.
Yeah.
And we've still got, you know, loads of amazing stuff going on now as well.
You go on television, you were on Celebrity Juice, don't
you? Celebrity Juice. Oh, that was hilarious. And you know, we did Extra Factor this year.
Yes.
And yeah, so things always still come in, and obviously we're still like the best of friends, and we still have the best time ever wherever we go.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's great. Really good.
Good morning, Charlie.
Morning, Shoe.
Yeah, old little boy. Now you're here.
Yes.
To talk about Beyoncé, the Irreplaceable tribute.
I am.
You're doing a tribute to Beyoncé. Now, I was saying to you off air, out of all the people to pick,
you
could have picked somebody who sat in a
chair. I've set myself up here, haven't I?
So tell us why you've picked in particular, because most people do Adele. That seems to be the really popular one at the moment. And taking on Beyoncé is, you know, a big show to do. It isn't just about the songs, it's the whole production.
I know, and when I first thought of the idea, as I've always wanted to be a tribute, I don't know why, I just love a show, you know, I love like the routines and just being a bit of a character, and I thought, well, who do I love? And I thought, if I'm going to do a tribute, I've got to do someone that I love.
Yeah.
And obviously there's Michael Jackson, which I thought is a bit weird, I can't do that. And the only other person that, you know, I love, who's my idol, is Beyoncé.
Mm.
And when I started researching it, I sort of found that there wasn't many tributes out there, obviously because it is so difficult as well. And I thought, maybe I could do that. But then, you know, I was a bit like, oh, I don't know if I can do it. You know, I literally had to change my whole life to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I decided to just go for it at the beginning of this year. And it's taken all year to launch and to get the show together. You know, I've lost like 3 stone, got the costumes made, get the dance routines done, find my backing dancers. Literally, there's been so much to do. Mm. But now, you know, there's still a little bit left to do for the show, like some of the tracks and things. But yeah, it's more or less ready to go. It's launched. It's,
now,
you know.
If you have a look on, you can go to Lucy's Facebook page and also online, but you'll find some really fantastic videos, which is what people want to see straight away.
Because
as soon as you say, I do a Beyoncé, have you got any? And then they're all there. It's all professional, all the lighting.
Yeah, all the pictures and all the videos, you know, all dressed up. I've got my wig in, I've got my costume on, ready to roll.
But I mean, and the dancing, we were just saying, there's one shot, is it Crazy in Love, where she Beyoncé licks her thumb and she does this thing where she puts her thumb down her body and does this wiggle.
Yeah.
Which is, and you do it absolutely brilliantly with the backing dancers. And we were just saying, you can't put that in because you normally do your jazz gigs, don't you?
I know, we were saying, wasn't we, that like obviously when you're a tribute you have to do what she does. So I'm still studying her and still, you know, collecting more and more sort of like info and, you know, sort of routines and stuff and actions that she does. But yeah, sometimes you get a bit embarrassed when you come off the stage because you're like, oh, okay, I'm me now, and I've just been on stage rolling around on the floor, you know, shaking like everything.
what's the most difficult song of hers to do? What ones you find quite tough or you
vocally?
Yeah,
all of them. Because she's just unreal, you know. Her voice, and especially when she dances and sings at the same time, her voice just never wavers.
Yeah.
And which I can't promise mine doesn't. But the hardest song I think probably is Love on Top. Because the actual version that we do, you have a verse and then there's 5 choruses, and each chorus gets higher and higher.
Yeah.
So it's a big sing. Mm. The song, the whole show is a big sing. But obviously coupled with the dancing as well, and sometimes, you know, I dance and don't sing at the same time, but then sometimes I do it together.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, a mixture of everything. Mm. And, you know, we kind of want to give like an experience of Beyoncé, you know, with the routines, you know, with the vocals, with the costumes, and just, you know, put it all together and hopefully, you know, sort of do a really good sort of, you know, show and a good night for people.
And it is a show. It's because you've got so much, as you were saying, with the equipment. It's not just the PA, you've got the lighting, you've got to take all your wigs, all your costume changes and everything.
Oh god, yeah, and obviously the dancers as well. I've got two amazing backing dancers.
Do you keep them in the car? They're outside.
Oh yeah, they're outside. No, they would have been here if they could today, but they couldn't. Mia and Jamie, who are amazing and, you know, so dedicated. And Jamie's actually the choreographer. She's along with me, she's choreographed the show. Which, you know, has been us really just studying what Beyoncé does, loads of videos, and, you know, trying to emulate exactly what she does, because that's what people want to see. You know, they want to see, you know, the thing that you said, the little lick of the finger and that. And because, you know, that's what, you know, if you're a Beyoncé fan, that's what you love. So we really try and do sort of as much as she does, you know, exactly the same sort of things.
I think probably with you probably agree when you did X Factor, you probably never really saw yourself in a mirror singing before. And it's one of those things singers always do, that you go out and do your gigs and you don't, I've seen some videos where people are absolutely miserable because you don't realise what you look like.
No.
So it's always, because you would have stuck from doing the X Factor, that would, they would have put you in a studio. And was that the first time you sort of went, oh my God, that's me singing?
Yeah. And sometimes, even what, like I said to you, watching the videos back and that, I hate it, I cringe. Because also, you know, as a singer as well, when you get into it, and especially like me playing a character in this, you just have to go for it 100%. And you don't really realise what facial expressions you make or, you know, just, you know, what you actually do. So sometimes I'm like, oh God, I can't believe I actually did that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, it's all part of it, isn't it? And just sort of like growing and learning along the way. So yeah, no, it's great. It's great.
Do you feel with X Factor that you were given sort of the wrong songs to do, or would you have liked, because I when you came on and you did it was the Girls Aloud number,
something
kind of and you were in the car and everything, and I was thinking, it was, I just thought myself, it's a shame, because I was expecting you both to come out and sing a ballad, because that's how you'd got onto the show.
Yeah.
And I was expecting you both to do this massive ballad and show the vocals off, and I don't think that first show
showed.
Yeah.
No, I do think we've obviously, with Two Shoes, you know, people that know us and people that have heard us live, you know, they always say, oh, I didn't know you could sing like that, or you're a lot better than, you know, you was on TV.
Yeah.
And we know that anyway. But I think when we went on the show, you know, it was about our personalities, and but that is who we are as well. Yeah. We wasn't acting, you know, and we do love a pink car, you know, and like the little dog and everything, you know, that is us.
Yeah.
But I think obviously they just played it up a bit more for the TV. Mm. But yeah, I don't think song choice, but I don't think that year on the show, I think the styling, the song choices, I do think everything wasn't as good as it has been since.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, we didn't look that great, and the song wasn't great, the vocals weren't that great. So yeah, I do think people that have seen us live after the show, they're always a bit sort of like, oh, you know, you weren't like that on TV.
It's like Charlie always says, getting out of that car, being, well, she didn't know she was going to get out the car or not.
Yeah, but it was, the funny thing is, I couldn't get out either, and I wasn't pregnant. So I was like, how do you get out?
I think the thing is, doing a Beyoncé tribute, it is, you know, the energy you have to have. And as you said, you've done so well. You've lost, I mean, you've lost 3 stone in weight, which is an incredible achievement, because losing weight is very, very hard.
Oh, God, yeah.
You've got legs that go on forever. I think I have those. So you've got, you've basically got her look. You wear, the outfits are amazing, and you've got somebody who's sort of put all those together.
Yeah,
for
all
you.
Of the outfits are custom made. And also, you know, that it's sort of like ongoing, because obviously she's got so many costumes.
Yeah.
That, you know, I mean, at the minute I have 3 to start with, but, you know, in the new year there's already plans for, you know, loads of other costumes. So yeah, there's all of that to it as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, being physically fit for the show as well is, you know, at the beginning of the year, as I say, I was obviously 3 stone heavier, and I was not fit at all. And so literally I have had to change my whole lifestyle. I mean, I'm going to the gym today.
Yep.
But I actually love it, and I feel so much better as well.
Is it the gym that's mainly changed your life, or is it eating, or what?
Both, because I love food. Yeah. So I have to be careful. I mean, obviously Christmas is coming up, so I'll be like flaboncé. but no, it's something, you know, that I do have to watch, and I am really aware that, you know, I don't want to do the tribute and not look the best that I can look. So there's still more weight that I want to lose because, you know, she does look fantastic and I want to look as good, obviously, as I can for the show. But yeah, it's a whole lifestyle thing and it's a daily struggle. Yeah. Well, since we've launched, we've done a lot of weddings, which have been lovely. And you always feel like with a wedding, if they have a Beyonce tribute, they're obviously really massive Beyonce fans.
Yeah.
And, you know, as soon as we start with Crazy in Love. And as soon as it's da-da-da-da-da-da, people are just, woo, like they're absolutely loving it. Mm. And when we do, especially when we do Bootylicious, which is a Destiny's Child, soon as that starts, people go mental. Mm. So it's been a really lovely response so far. And, you know, we've got some bookings in the new year as well. And it's just, just building it up. You know, as I said, there's more costumes. You know, there's more choreography we want to do. There's a few new numbers we want to add in. So it's just constant. It's constantly, you know, sort of evolving and growing. But we're 100% ready and, you know, we're out there. So we're ready to go.
When can the public come and see you? Have you got any...
Public gig. The next one's probably the 20th of January.
Yeah.
Which is at the Royal Tiger Indian restaurant in Rettingdon in Chelmsford. Again, all of the dates and everything are going to be on our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of our pages.
So it's on Facebook, it's Beyonce the Irreplaceable Tribute.
Yeah, so it's actually Beyonce Irreplaceable Trib, if you actually want to type in the actual web address for it. But yeah, just search for it, you'll find us.
Or search just for Lucy and you'll find
Lucy Texiera, I'll be there.
The outfits are fantastic. Do check it out online and you'll dancers as well who it's just very energetic. There'll be nothing left of you by the time you come in next year. You'll wear
I hope so.
Five shows a week, that'll be the end
of it. Exactly, no need for the gym.
And are you going to try and send anything over to Beyonce to get her to kind of, like, wouldn't that be nice?
That's
to get
the dream. The dream is to, I mean, I'd love to go to Houston, Texas, where she was born. I'd love to do that maybe next year or the year after. And to actually meet her. Yeah. So I think I'm going to keep going until I get that.
We don't know. She might see. The thing is, you can get their preferred or recommended by.
Yeah, of course. I mean, one of my good friends is Navi, the Michael Jackson tribute. And he was lucky enough to, you know, to perform at Michael's birthday and meet him, become almost like a family friend.
Yeah.
So that's my goal. I want to be friends with B.
Family friends.
Yeah, I know. Could you imagine? Like, hi.
Just wearing that outfit all the time.
I'll just be like a babysitter for Blue Ivy. Like, I'll just look after her kids. It's fine.
It's been lovely to see you looking absolutely gorgeous.
Oh,
best
thanks,
of luck.
Michelle.
I'm sure it's going to be absolutely crazy for you next year. Crazy
in love.
Crazy in love.
Thank you so much for having me. And